I recorded the podcast episode on two different tracks using two different programs, so they might not all sound cohesive. Apologize if it's worse quality. So I'm just figuring out the workflow. You're listening to Brianna's Bandwagon, the podcast, and I'm Brianna Marie, blogger, YouTuber, and content creator, and welcome back to the podcast.
It's definitely been a while since my last episode. It has been quite the time in my life with college and just that keeping me super busy, and so I really apologize. It's been a bit. I did not forget about the podcast. In fact, it's always been in the back of my mind, and I've always wanted to get back into it. But if you're in college, then you definitely know that there's always something to be done. So even if I didn't have schoolwork, there was stuff to still be doing or thinking about. I'm actually on Easter break right now, which is why I am able to record this episode finally after having it planned for so long. And while I'm talking about college, that is what actually the topic of this episode is going to be. I'm going to be discussing some tips and tricks and just thoughts on college, like how to prepare and whatnot. So this may become more than, this will be definitely become a longer episode, I feel like, but let's just hop right into it. So I'm going to first talk about transition and prep for college. So if you're a senior in high school and you're graduating and you're just transitioning into college, so perhaps maybe it's some of you want to know what you need to be doing in order to prepare. So first, make sure that your financial aid offer frequency needs as a student. So you want to be sure to officially accept your acceptance to the school you're planning to attend and deny your acceptance visits at other schools that you are not attending. This will help you cover your bases so you can keep moving on in the process. After you do that, eventually your college that you chose should provide you with a student email. And you should be sure to set that up and just your overall count so you have an official email for school-related correspondences. And you want to keep in mind that even though you have not started school yet, you should really be checking that email on a daily basis. And this is because in case summer updates are summer updates are usually sent through that address, so everything school-related will be coming through there. And you want to stay on top of it so you know about deadlines for different things that you will be required to submit. So along with that is do the paperwork. So if you need to register for a placement test or freshman orientation, be sure to fill those out when you have them, and any financial aid forms. And you just want to be sure to get it done and submit it on time. So this is because early bird usually gets the worm, and there are a lot of things that will be helpful to have those submitted. It'll be helpful to have those submitted for things down the road. Another thing you want to eventually do is find your roommates. So you can fill out the housing application for your, and you should do this as soon as you can. So if you have a preference of where you're living, then you can get it as soon as possible. If your school offers any choices for freshmen, that is. And this is usually limited if you're a freshman, if your status is a freshman. So, but regardless, You should be able to fill that out when you get it. And especially if you don't want a randomized roommate. Another tip is to use social media to connect with other freshmen in your class. And be honest about your preferences when seeking a roommate or a roommate. So you want to keep sleep schedules in line with clean habits. And a lot of colleges will already have Facebook groups dedicated to your class, which is a great way to meet and connect with people. So another way to keep in connection with your college in order to prep for the school year is to follow them on Instagram, Twitter, or anything. This is so you can plan your experience, check out the school clubs that they offer, student life, courses, etc. This will help you get excited for your next 4 years. And if you want to get some momentum going, consider a job or an internship for the summer. But also remember, you shouldn't relax this summer because, you just completed high school and shouldn't put too much pressure. So that's just a few tips I have in the aspect of preparing and leading up to college as a freshman, especially. But once they're in college, you want to perhaps try to establish a new routine. So new living arrangements and just a whole new environment can be hard, but establishing a routine can make that easier. I know, for me personally, Fridays I set aside for cleaning and vacuuming and doing laundry and all that stuff. Because I only have one class on Friday. So after that one class, I do everything in the area of cleaning my dorm room. So I vacuum and I move everything so I can vacuum every inch of the floor. And this is not only good to do in general, but also because as an art major, it gets a little bit messy. You also want to let go of expectations. So I know people have a lot of expectations coming to college. I know I did. But those aren't always going to be met, and so you have to be really conscious of that, so you're not let down. Whether that's with different aspects of your social life, or thinking all classes will be hard, whatever it is, just take one day at a time and just let things happen. And just don't try to hold too much to a standard. You also want to seek out campus resources, so if you're struggling in a class, maybe finding a tutor that can help you bring your grade up. Or anything else that your campus offers that you might not know about, seek them out because they'll be helpful. Maybe not in the current moment or the year of your freshman year, but down the line it might help. Also, stay in touch with family and friends, especially if you're going far away. Because they're the people who got you to where you are today, and they'll always have your back, and they will encourage you. So, it's important to them know once in a while that you still exist, and that you're doing okay, or not okay, whatever your situation is. But along with that, in your social life, be sure to connect. So, that includes, maybe seeing different clubs or activities. Or, just hanging out in different areas at your college that are more social. Now, I'm going to dive deeper into things more academic related that I wish I knew starting college. Grades aren't everything, believe it or not. But it is important to strive to get the best grades. So you can create a dedicated study space for this purpose. Usually that means somewhere other than your room, because although it's nice and comfy in your room, there's designed study spaces for this purpose. Now, there's a place on my college campus where there's more natural light that I like to go to, because if I sit in my room, it usually ends up with me almost falling asleep. If you go elsewhere, it'll help you keep distractions away. Along with studying and grades, professors want to see you succeed. They have office hours and emails and a syllabus for a reason, so you should communicate. If you don't understand something, ask. If you need an extension, ask. Making sure you communicate. So I know a lot of my professors provide even their personal phone number so we can text them. And I think that's really helpful because I know students are not always that great checking their email. So stay active. This is really important. You'll perform better when you sleep and stay well rested and you feel more energetic. Make sure to eat healthy and work out. No one's going to be there to tell you to go to bed. No one will be there to keep you in shape. It's all you. And so that is your responsibility. And if you don't go to sleep at a reasonable time, it can start to become a problem and affect your coursework. Along with that is just getting lots of rest and taking breaks, because you'll feel more productive. Self-care isn't selfish. So you don't need to be doing everything that your friends do. You might have to study instead of going out to eat with some friends. Or maybe it's not even to study. Maybe it's just to catch up on sleep. I mean, if that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. And you shouldn't feel sorry for yourself or feel bad for doing that because you're taking your health into consideration. So along with all those categories, I also have some tips on socialization and integrating and making new friends at college in a new environment. So some ways to do that is to network and participate on campus. People say college is where you meet and make your friends for life. And you've probably heard the saying, it's not what you know, but who you know. So find at least one organization that aligns with an interest of yours, whether it's personal or career-oriented, and actively participate in that organization. These can also lead to greater networking opportunities. And to prove that, a study from LinkedIn reveals that 85% of all jobs are filled via networking. Seize every opportunity. So there are so many things going on in college and very limited time to do it all. So just try to do as much as you can, but don't overdo it, which is the key aspect. Try a variety of things, but don't overwork yourself. Now, here are some things just to keep in mind. Like I said, lots going on in college. For starters, you become immersed in an environment where everything's exciting. Learning how to prioritize what's important at the time will help you make decisions regarding whether you should go out that weekend or stay in to get things done. The other thing that never gets easy is time management. Balancing school, work, extracurriculars, and life will still be a challenge that you may never completely master. But don't fret, because despite its challenges, there are many tips, tricks, apps, and products available to help you effectively manage your time. And I want to go over those with you. So first, I use Google Calendar for campus events and appointments. I love it because you can set up reminders so that it notifies you when you have to do something. So I like to set each thing to notify me 1 hour before and 30 minutes before the event. If your school operates using their calendar programs, you can easily send that program or even transfer information to your iPhone or iPad. Plus more. And my favorite part about Google Calendar is it's free. Another thing that helps me stay organized is a wall calendar. I have a monthly calendar hanging in my dorm so I can easily see everything at a monthly glance. So everything is in my Google Calendar because that's mainly for the notification aspect. But it's easy to check what's going on when I wake up in the morning with that wall calendar. Another tool I like to use is a dry erase board. I use this to write down things for each week, Monday through Friday. While having a calendar is a bare minimum for being organized, having a to-do list will really take things to the next level. Plus, mixing your calendar and to-do list ignores the fact that each tool is better for different organizational tasks. Your calendar is for keeping track of events, that is, things that occur at a specific day and or time that generally require you to physically be somewhere. But your to-do list, on the other hand, is for keeping track of tasks. Tasks are things that you need to accomplish. Sometimes it's the same day, but generally they don't require you to be a specific place or keep an appointment of some kind. So my rule is, if I don't see it on the board, it doesn't exist. Another tool I use, which I mentioned earlier in the episode, I have a schedule for each week because for me, I struggle to remember to do things. So if I keep a consistent schedule each week, it's easier for me to remember. Friday, I only have one class, so I do my laundry on Fridays. Sunday, I write out my week on my dry erase board and fill my medication box. So some other tools that I use also is Cold Turkey. cold turkey lets you set block lists to specify apps and websites which are problematic for you. You can initiate a timer for some amount of time, which can be done from either main window or from the menu bar. Once a block is in, any apps or websites on that block list will be utterly inaccessible for the duration of the block. This is super helpful for me when I start an assignment, because mere minutes later, I find myself checking the clear section on the Kohl's website. Smart Receipts is an app I use to track my spending. I can log my receipts in it and it categorizes it so I know how much I spend and on what. It breaks it down by month so you can see totals at the end of each month. And I like the fact that it's a tool you can use for physical receipts. All you need to do is take a picture. Password management. Bitwarden is one I recommend, because if you're like me and have a hard time remembering what passwords match with which websites, then you're in luck, because Bitwarden can be your new friend. It's so you see a password to your account and you can choose a password to meet site requirements. Best part is, it will practically work on any device or browser. This way, no matter where you are, you can use whatever is available. This is very different and unique to other password management systems. Let me leave you with some closing remarks. Enjoy your time at college. Enjoy every minute of your undergraduate years, as it opens new opportunities and perspectives, because you're going to have a blast. And accept change. Yes, the unknown is scary, but it allows for growth. No one ever became successful for being scared. No one else knows what's going on. So if you feel like you're a chicken running around with its head cut off, don't worry. Everyone else feels like that too. Everything is easier if you just go to the lectures and seminars and do the readings. Trust me. I know it's really easy to just wake up that day and think, what if I just didn't go to class today? It's going to be hard eventually to try and catch up or get back on track, so just go. It might be boring, and it might not be your favorite topic, if it's especially a class you're required to take, but it'll help in the long run for you to pass the class. You will find your people. It might not be that week that you move in, but you will find your people. Laundry sucks, but you get used to it. And yes, you wish you didn't have to do it. You are going to have days where you won't be motivated at all, and that's fine. Trust me, I've had those days. And while I feel guilty for having them, everybody has them.
One thing I do want to make you aware of before I end this podcast is the Million Mile. So the Million Mile is a fundraiser put on by Alex's Lemonade Stand, which raises awareness for childhood cancer. In the Million Mile, you record your miles during the month of September, and you try to aim and get to 1,000,000, so you can log as many active miles as possible, and you can set your own goal. I set up a team, so if you have any desire to donate or participate with me, make sure to click that link in the episode description. You also might be curious about the story behind the organization, so I'll also put the link to that in the episode description as well. Please consider contributing in some way, shape, or form, because it does mean a lot to me personally.
Make sure to follow me on Instagram at It's Miss Brianna Marie, or the podcast on briannasbandwagon.pod. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave a review wherever you're listening, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.